Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All right, so a lot to get to this week. Jeff Shapiro, former President Donald Trump, is going to be in Chesapeake today. What's the latest in terms of the presidential campaign of Virginia?
This post-debate appearance by 45 in Chesapeake, in the swingy coastal section of Virginia, is supposed to somehow underscore this notion advanced by Republicans that, you know, Virginia will be very much in play this year. They're citing polls that show Biden and Trump essentially statistically tied. I think one of the things most interesting about this appearance at this rally will be Trump sharing the stage with Youngkin. As we know, they have an on-again, off-again, in this case, on-again relationship. The former president has made it very clear, certainly while Youngkin was considering the presidency himself, that he, Trump, didn't appreciate Youngkin putting his toe in the water. But Youngkin is very much the team player these days, if only perhaps to keep alive any possible opportunities in Washington, should there be a Trump victory.
So while Governor Youngkin and former President Trump are sharing a stage in Chesapeake, simultaneously, members of the House of Delegates will be in Richmond considering budget language about veterans and their families. What's going on there?
There's this kerfuffle over language in the budget that restricts the availability of tuition waivers for veterans and their families. It's a program that is escalating in cost. When it was in place just several years ago, it cost about $24 million a year. Now it's approaching $100 million a year. The House is expected to do away with these restrictions, if only for political reasons. The Senate has indicated that it would like to preserve these restrictions. And absent any agreement, the new budget will kick in on July 1st with these restrictions therein. And unless all parties can come to some agreement, they will remain in place. There is at least a willingness to try to find middle ground here.
I also want to ask you about some unfinished business from last week. We had a Republican primary in the 5th Congressional District where we had incumbent Congressman Bob Good facing a challenge from John McGuire and Jeff Shapiro. Is this still, at this hour, too close to call?
Well, certainly Bob Good would say that. He's now trailing by about 370 votes on election night. On primary night, he was down about 312 votes. He is interested in a recount. There will be a recount. It is unlikely that it will reverse the result. I would suggest that this very narrow, very tight campaign and this photo finish probably says more about discomfort in the 5th district over Donald Trump, that perhaps the level of enthusiasm for the former president in this very red area of the state is not quite as high as maybe the Trump people would like it to be.
And then one last question I wanted to ask you about Governor Youngkin's chief of staff moving on. What's going on there?
Jeff Gettman leaving after 2.5 years as the governor's right-hand man, emphasis on the word right. Like Youngkin, Gettman was a Wall Streeter with no experience in Richmond before they got here, and it certainly showed. There is an argument to be made that this governor has had a less than consequential term, but clearly the governor wanted a personal friend as his political and policy partner. Gettman's successor will be John Littell, who has everything Gettman hasn't, and that is 30 years off and on of experience in Richmond.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.